For a month now, this has become the new normal. Hundreds of people queue up for hours outside banks to withdraw money. On November 8th, with only a few hours' notice, the Indian government demonetized all 500 and 1,000 rupee bills. That's 86% of all currency in circulation. Frustration is mounting among the people.
Me or one of my three children, we queue up here every day, yet sometimes we can't even withdraw one single rupee.
I took leave yesterday to withdraw, but couldn't, so I'm back here today.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the move is meant to target black money, a term commonly used for the country's parallel shadow economy. In India, 78% of all transactions are done in cash. Most of them are undeclared. The new currency notes are gradually being injected into the system, but not fast enough for the economy to function normally. The scarcity of notes also affects the 300 million Indians who do not have bank accounts. Overwhelmed by the number of customers, this bank has set up a temporary branch outside to help people open new accounts.
We, the banks, are overwhelmed by the influx of customers. It used to be about 100 clients a day. Now it's 5,000.
Ever since my childhood, I've never had a bank account. But because of the many problems we have with cash right now, I got to know that bank accounts can now be easily opened on the streets, so I came here.